Sorry. Welcome to another installment of Security Info Watch on the Floor. We're here at GSX 2019 in Chicago, and it's our pleasure today to welcome George Wright, the new CEO for TracForce Valiant, this new alliance of technology companies that seems to have some very interesting plans and exciting plans for the future of the industry. George, tell us a little bit about the merger of the two, both from a technology and from a philosophical approach.
Sure, yeah. So when we looked at TracForce and Valiant, really I think you look at two individual assets where 1 + 1 = 3, right? TracForce has a robust, what we call frontline application, and Valiant has kind of the back end, right, which we call the business intelligence, and bringing those two pieces together, purpose-built for security management, is what we're doing. And I think a couple of exciting things about it, if I could, because you always got to throw out a couple of stats, sure. Right? So we've got 25 years of experience in the space between us. We've got 1,800 customers between us. We've got 30,000 sites that we support. We're in 50 countries. We've got 300,000 users, and today we process about 8 billion in payroll. Those are the stats for the combined company, which are pretty impressive stats, right?
As far as the security industry as it stands today, I mean, what do you bring to the table?
Sure. So right now, if you look at the combination of the companies, TracForce Valiant is the largest single provider of security workforce management solutions for our space. There's nobody larger than us, which we're pretty excited about.
Can you expand on that a little bit?
Sure. So you kind of look at that, you say how or why. We judge it by revenue,
sure.
Right? But literally what we're doing is we're going to market with a purpose-built solution for security workforce management. So bringing together onboarding of clients, onboarding of employees, the ability to do the complex scheduling, which by the way is getting more complex, right? Predictive scheduling, the ability to calculate those hours, right? And then to be able to furnish a guard with a productivity application that helps them do their job, right? Posting orders or tracking visitors, or I think some of the things we don't talk about as much is how we make the guard itself and what they do safer with push-button talk, with what we call lone worker application,
right.
so that we're actually protecting the guard. So the guard is not only more productive, but safer, which is really important to the guard management company, right? And then bringing that back-end piece together, all together with the billing into payroll and being able to extend the payroll to the to the guard itself. So just a robust solution set for security workforce management. And I think one of the pieces from a technology standpoint is an open API to be able to interface with other solution sets that are needed, like GL, right, or asset management.
It's interesting because, the impression and the old picture of a guard force management company was, an overweight retired policeman who was, not really into the technology sector for one, but sometimes not really into his job either.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
What are the driving forces in this industry that have really, made companies like yours popular and that management is really looking for some accountability when they start hiring and putting together a guard force management team?
Absolutely. So first off, my extended family members in law enforcement will take, they won't take that comment negatively about being, some of them are a little overweight, and I make fun of them for that, but we'll let that roll.
Yeah.
It is really interesting, and we were talking to one of our customers in here, the Ohio State University.
Sure.
They utilize the TracForce product on the front end, very interested in what we're doing on the back end with Valiant. But they said, you have transformed the way we do business because you've increased productivity on the front end, that front line. Not only the vigilance and productivity tools in terms of either tracking a QR code for a post or being able to post an incident, taking a picture and uploading it. And they said there's some of the old guard, so to speak.
Right.
They're still fighting it. They're still kind of doing the manual piece. But he just said on a daily basis, more and more of their guards want to use the automated technology because they realize, one, it's simple. They're doing it from a mobile phone,
right?
Two, it's making their life easier versus trying to put pen to paper. And when you look at disruption, right? You say one word, Uber, right, and everybody goes, wow, right, disruption, right. Right? Well, disruption's coming to all industries, and it's coming to security. And I think when you look at the first part of it, it's one, automating, making things easier to use with automation,
right,
replacing the pen and paper, right? And we're doing that together at TrackForce Valiant. But the second piece is, what are those other disruptive technologies that are out there, right? Robotics, right? We're seeing robots do some security aspects or policing work. The use of, you know, other surveillance devices, right? From a drone to a ring, right? And what we're looking at is, how do we start to incorporate that, those solution sets, that technology into our front-end app so that the guard could remotely possibly look at a ring surveillance in a particular part of a neighborhood to judge if something, you know, something's going on that's not good for the neighborhood, right?
Right.
So we're going to push ourselves, and I think the great part is with a company like K1 Investment Management behind us, we have the capital to do that.
Right.
We're able to hire the right people, and we're able to invest in other technologies that we think will be part of the disruption and help our customers, the guarding companies, the Global Fortune 2000, be more productive and keep their facilities and people safer.
Right. You know, when you're making that presentation to the board executives, obviously one of the big factors they're looking at is, you know, cost of implementing technology,
sure,
cost of implementing manned solutions as well.
Right.
What's the budget and the money incentive for folks that really haven't gotten on board with this yet to
sure
really consider this solution?
Sure. It's basically do more with less. I mean, that's really what it is. If you're increasing productivity for the guard itself, that means they're going to be able to cover more areas, right? If you're increasing productivity on the back end, it means that your individuals are going to be able to do more accurate billing. They're going to be able to do it quicker, and they're going to, you know, be able to ensure that their payrolls are correctly, right? And then the most important piece we haven't talked about is the reporting, the analytics,
right?
That piece to be able to every day go out and ensure that from a guarding company, you're providing the proper level of service to your end user customers, and they're getting a good return on the investment they're making with you. So it is more with less. If I'm more productive as a guard, I can cover more terrain. If I'm more productive utilizing other technologies like a robot mixed in with that, I can cover more terrain, right? And if I can make the back ends simplified, it just allows an organization to be more productive holistically with their IT investment as well.
You know, obviously everybody wants the metrics for the accountability aspect.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. You kind of hit on the future. I mean, we've got other companies that are on the floor here that have either providing robotic guarding services,
sure,
and solutions, or other guard companies that are starting to integrate those in.
Yeah.
So what are you know, from a high-end technology like that, when we start talking about drones and on the, you know, mobile robotic guard monitors, what's the future look like for you folks?
Well, again, you know, as I said earlier, this is something that we want to incorporate into our solution set.
Right.
And certainly, we're big on partnerships, right? So we'll carefully monitor who's out there, who's doing what, and what technologies we can start to build into our solution set. And, you know, we'll figure that out. But definitely on our, I think if I look at our extended partnership or investment thesis, definitely technologies that we're looking at.
So that brings me to my last question. Being the CEO, I'm sure you're looking at a 3 to 5 year plan. And, you know, you want to maybe share that with us?
You know, I think simplistically from a, you know, what's going to happen over the next 3 to 5 years. First off, we want to grow. We want to grow exponentially. And we want to do that through adding value-added services and solution sets that our customers and new customers want to use, right? At the end of the day, you need to prove yourself to your customers, right, and be a better company today than we are tomorrow, and that be noticed. So certainly we'd like to see growth in our space. And you know, as I said earlier, we are today now the largest provider of security workforce management solutions in the industry, and we want to continue to grow and build upon that. So, you know, I think there'll be organic growth as well as M&A growth as, you know, we progress down that 3 to 5 year time frame.
Very good. Well, we wish you luck in your endeavors and in future growth of the company. And again, we'd like to thank George Wright, CEO for TrackForce Valiant, and I appreciate you spending some time with us.
Great, Steve. It's my pleasure.
Thank you.